This Lent, we chose wilderness as our theme for worship and preaching. And suddenly, that theme seems so very appropriate for the time in which we find ourselves today. As our church and our community, as the nation and the world continue to respond to the coronavirus pandemic, it certainly feels like we are in the wilderness. Over the past couple of Sundays, we've been talking about wilderness moments as times of fear and anxiety and deep uncertainty. As we think about the sheer amount of information that we've all had to process just since we were together for worship last Sunday, as we think about the pace at which that information is changing, as we think about the choices we've been called to make, as we think about the impact that this pandemic is starting to have in so many different facets of our lives, oh my goodness, we are no strangers to fear and anxiety and deep uncertainty. We are in the wilderness. But this is what Scripture reminds us. We are not the first ones to journey through the wilderness. And this is what our faith teaches us, that God meets us in the wilderness and promises to lead us home. We are turning to the book of Genesis for our scripture reading today. In Genesis chapter 12, we meet up with Abram. Abram will eventually be renamed Abraham as part of the covenant that God makes with him just a few chapters further into this story. But here, at the beginning of his journey, he is still Abram. Right before our scripture reading begins, at the end of chapter 11, we read that Abram has been living in a place called Haran. He had settled there with his father, Terah, his nephew, Lot, and his wife, Sarai. Haran literally means crossroads. And as chapter 12 begins, we discover that Abram is indeed at a crossroads because he has a critical decision to make. God calls him to leave his country, his kin, his father's house, and go to a place that God will show him. God promises to bless him if he will do this, to make of Abram a great nation. That's about all the information that he has to go on, and Abram goes. Abram leaves behind all that is familiar to him, everything he has known, and he steps out in faith. He's not sure exactly where he's going or how he will get there, but he trusts that God will meet him along the way and God will guide him home. So hear now the call of Abram from the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Listen now for the word of God. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him. Here ends the reading. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Will you please join with me for a moment in a spirit of prayer? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Stepping out in faith. We know something about that here at Old South Union Church. We know the challenge and the blessing that can come from following the call of God and venturing into the unknown. It is that willingness to trust God that has allowed this church to grow and thrive for almost 300 years. In just our recent history, in the past 30 years or so, we have faced a fire and a roof collapse. We have had difficult congregational conversations. We have made important and faithful decisions. We have gone through challenging transitions. We have started new programs and ministries. We have been willing to listen for God's call, and we have been ready to step out in faith. Even when we weren't sure exactly where we were going or how we would get there, we trusted God to meet us along the way and guide us home. Stepping out in faith, that feels so very real in this very moment as we attempt our first virtual worship service. When it became clear earlier this week that we might need to suspend in-person services, Reverend Larry and I started to talk about how we might shift worship to an online format. Now, I'm guessing there are some of you watching today who can relate to this, that there is nothing quite like a conversation about technology to make you feel really old, really fast. Even though I'm someone who uses Facebook regularly, I've never tried Facebook Live before. And even though I'm someone who preaches and leads worship regularly, I've never done that in front of a camera before. But here I am as a pastor, here we are as a church, stepping out in faith into the world of Facebook Live, trusting that God will meet us here and guide us forward. And stepping out in faith, Abram certainly knew something about that. He knew what it was like to listen for God's call and to step into the unknown, trusting that somehow God would meet him along the way and guide him home. One of the things that's interesting about our scripture reading today is that we don't actually get to know much about Abram before God calls him and blesses him. We really don't know much of his history or his personality or his qualifications to be the father of a nation. Was Abram a righteous man? Who knows? Why would God call him? It's not clear. The text is silent about those things, so we don't actually know. And yet, we do. We know God was working back then because we see how God works in the world and in our lives today. We see that God does not always call those with perfect histories or charismatic personalities or the best qualifications. What we see is that again and again, God is much less concerned about who we have been in the past and much more invested in who we can become when we say yes to God's call, when we step out in faith. God calls us into the wilderness, into the unknown, because it is there that we can discover exactly who and whose we are. So friends, as we live in the midst of a global pandemic, it certainly feels like we are in the wilderness. As we grapple with what it means to live in the face of fear and anxiety and uncertainty, God is calling us to step out in faith. God is calling us to remember who and whose we are. As we make our way through the days and weeks ahead, we will be faced with opportunities to be a blessing to those around us, although we will do that from a safe social distance. Because remember, the point of God's call to Abram was not just to bless Abram alone. God promised to bless him so that he could be a blessing to the whole world. So as God calls us into the unknown, as we step out in faith and seek God's blessing, may we remember that this blessing is not for us alone. God is blessing us so that we can be a blessing to the whole world. And in this time of fear and anxiety and uncertainty, the world needs us to be a blessing. So let's be as kind to one another as we can. Let's offer a word of thanks to grocery store employees and cashiers who are doing their best to make sure we have the food and supplies we need. Let's offer encouragement and strength to those who are working in hospitals and other medical settings. Let's see and acknowledge that they are on the front lines, that they are the ones called to put themselves at risk to heal the sick and keep the rest of us safe. Let's check in on our neighbors and friends, especially those who live alone and might feel so isolated right now. Let's call or text or email or even send a written note to stay connected to those we love. Let's share generously, trusting that we have enough to see us through the days and weeks ahead, trusting that we might even have enough toilet paper. And let's pray for ourselves, for our community, for our nation, for this world. As we step out in faith into the wilderness of the days and weeks ahead, let us find ways, both big and small, to be a blessing in this world. And friends, as we make our way through the wilderness, let us also trust that God will meet us right where we are. I know the fear and anxiety and uncertainty of these days can be so real. So when it feels like too much, let us also remember to breathe, to literally stop and take a deep breath. And as we do, let us remember that in both Hebrew and Greek, the original languages of our scriptures, the same word for breath can also mean spirit. So every breath that you take can be a reminder of the Spirit's presence right inside of you. God is as close to us as our breathing. And so we need not fear the wilderness. So take a deep breath. Know that you are loved. Remember to wash your hands and trust that God is here. And friends, God will guide us home. Amen.